The Vimy Pilgrimage Award is given to students across Canada who have a positive impact on their community. One local high school student has been selected for his outstanding commitment to making the community a better place. Grade 11 student, Ronak Patel, attends Preston High School in Cambridge and is on his way to France for the opportunity of a lifetime. "I'm really excited to go. This will be my first real experience in Europe," said Patel. Out of hundreds of applications from all over Canada, Patel is one of 22 students making the trip to learn and explore France and Canada's history during World War I. The Preston High School student was selected for his dedication to the community and the work he does locally with youth groups and community organizations. "I'm in cadets, so we do a lot of charity work, helping set up Remembrance Day celebrations and work with youth," said Patel. "I also spend a lot of my time at community centers like Lang's helping teach STEM to kids." A key piece in Patel's application is what he wants to do with the experience and knowledge that he will receive from an expedition like the Vimy Pilgrimage. "Being in cadets gave me a real passion for history and Canadian history. I really want to inspire others to learn about our past, because it is so important," said Patel. Some of the things he is looking forward to are going to memorials and listening to the lectures on the First World War and understanding about all of the soldiers who fought in the war, especially those from underrepresented groups. "I think there's so many groups involved in the First World War that aren't highlighted," he said. "So I'm really keen on learning about those perspectives and seeing how they evolved in the dynamics of the First World War." One of the groups he is interested in doing more research on while in France is the No. 2 Construction Battalion. They remain the largest segregated unit in the history of the Canadian Forces. According to the Nova Scotian Archives, the battalion was raised in Nova Scotia in response to petitions by black men who wanted to serve their country but were turned away at recruiting offices. This year, 2016, marks the centenary of the battalion's formation, which was authorized on July 5, 1916. Patel wants to bring the contributions of these groups to light and how they tie into the community. He is currently working on a project for school that goes into depth about Indigenous soldiers and how they helped Canada and its allies win the war. Another part of the pilgrimage is to study, research and reflect on a soldier that died in France or Belgium. Patel has chosen to write about a soldier that came right here from Cambridge. "There is a soldier from Preston named Edward Hill whose name is on the Preston Cenotaph. He was 18 when he enlisted and dies at 21 overseas, due to tuberculosis," said Patel. "There is not a lot of information about him, which is why I am researching him so we can learn more about a local hero and his story." Patel wants to shed light on the soldiers who were not as well known and explain why those soldiers are the reason Canada and their allies won the war. Leaving for France on April 2, Patel is both nervous and excited. "These students will be able to learn invaluable lessons that will stick with them for life," said Vimy Foundation Executive Director, Caitlin Bailey. "We try to pick applicants who exude what it means to be a leader in the community committed to positive change." Patel plans to be a part of the Vimy Foundation for years to come after this and try to help the next generation learn and be a part of a thriving connected community. "I am really grateful to be selected for this experience and I can't wait to come back and share what I learned with everyone," said Patel.